This is Dr. Castro dictating the second part of a letter regarding patient John Taormina, T-A-O-R-M-I-N-A. At this visit, it was explained to me that the patient had 3 psychiatric hospitalizations for paranoia. Period. The cause of this paranoia was unclear. Period. He is not shown any signs of paranoia since I began treating him, with the possible exception of concern about static electricity from the baseboards in his room, period. Mr. Collins' diagnosis was attention deficit disorder, for which he has been receiving treatment with stimulant medications, with partial success, period. He also suffers from anxiety. Which I have prescribed Valium, period. For airplane flights, which cause the patient considerable anxiety, I have prescribed Xanax only for these flights, period. New paragraph. The question of the diagnosis is murky at this point, as it is unclear what happened to occasion these 3 psychiatric hospitalizations, period. More information to clarify this might be obtained from the patient's parents, period. Other possible causes for the paranoid episode, or rather for the episodes of paranoia, could be for example, stimulant use, or delirium, period. Rather or delirium, comma, due to some brief medical illness, period. I have been prescribing Abilify 4 milligrams daily to prevent further episodes of paranoia, period. However, comma, the patient has lowered the dose to 2 milligrams daily and has expressed the intent to discontinue it altogether, period. I have warned him of the risks of doing this, but he insists on following his own course, period. New paragraph. I hope this explanation has been helpful, period. Very truly yours, comma. New line. New line, new line. Robert S. Castrol, MD, new line, diplomate of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology, open parenthesis, capital P, as in Papa, close parenthesis. Thank you.